Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Welcome. It's 22 minutes past 12. How are you? And hope you did enjoy the round table. Well, yeah, we're here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On the sunny side, glad to have you there wherever you are. It is time now for, you and I to enjoy radio. If you're driving, drive carefully. We have a number of topics to consider this afternoon on Monday, Radioactive, that's what we call it, every Monday on 99.3 Nigeria Info. The sun rises here. And today on the show, my friend, INEC says portals open just so that you can register. Yeah, you can now register to vote for the coming elections. Well, of course, beyond the process, I want to understand your willingness to vote. Now that portals are open, now that you must decide what happens come 2023. So for our first hour, that's our conversation. After that, we're going to segue into a story that happened last Monday. The only reason I didn't speak about it last Monday was because I didn't have just enough information. I didn't want to appear to maybe further make the situation appear more weighty on the side of one character as against the other. I wanted more information to balance the picture. And I think I have just that, particularly now that a 21-year-old has been accused of the murder of a 50-year-old Nigerian. Of course, it was a romantic affair. And that now begs the question of whether, as a nation, some things need to be discussed. If you ask me, the topic after our first conversation would be, are parents complicit in their children's moral uprightness? Are parents complicit in their children's moral standings? Well, more to that after this break. And that story is so moving, and I want you to think about it, whether as a younger Nigerian or as a parent. We'll be right back on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Welcome to the sunny side. Night to 9.3 Nigeria Info, 27 minutes past 12 on the sunny side. Now, welcome, my friends. Let's talk about registrations. Let's talk about the fact that you have to seize this opportunity to register for the forthcoming election in 2023. My name is Joyce Odichima Onyemowa. And this very beautiful Monday afternoon, INEC, the Independent National Electoral Commission, has fixed June 28th to resume the continuous voter registration exercise ahead of 2023 elections. Mahmood Yakubu, INEC chairman, announced the date at a press conference in Abuja on Thursday. As of 2018, when the CVR was suspended, Nigeria's voting population stood at 84 million, which pretty much translates to about 40% of the entire population. So if that's anything to go by, I think more people need to vote. Yeah. Hold on. I know you're asking me from wherever you're listening from. Like, so who are we voting for? Don't worry, we're going to get there. But the question is, are you willing to vote? Are you persuaded to vote? Do you understand the necessity that is? And then if you choose for any reason not to, I want to hear the story or the reason, if there is one. Okay, we'll go right back into the commentary by INEC. They say the commission earlier targeted the resumption of the exercise in the first quarter of 2021, but said the target was not met as a result of some activities such as the introduction of new systems to ensure the registration is in line with COVID-19 guidelines, expansion of voter access to polling units, and introduction of new voter registration equipment and technology. Effective from Monday, 28th June 2021, the CVR exercise will commence nationwide and carried out continuously for over a year until the third quarter of 2022. It is further added that emphasis will initially be on Anambra State, where more centers will be established in view of the governorship election already scheduled for Saturday, 6th November 2021. In order to complete preparation for the governorship election, the CVR exercise in the state will be temporarily suspended in August of 2021. This will enable the commission to clean up the data for the state and print the PVCs for registrants. As time goes on, the commission will provide more details on CVR exercise, particularly the innovations that will ensure a safe and stress-free experience for registrants. Honestly, Nigerians need to take into consideration stress-free processes for Nigerians. The population is exploding. People have other things to do. There's life to be lived, and we're not necessarily living as we should. There are things we, you know, we're in pursuit of things that make our lives happen, whether it's work, business, errands, kids, school. Like, people are living, and it's not the easiest method around here. So the government needs to ensure that the process is indeed not just easy, but, you know, stress-free. Okay, they said that, and we're moving on to more of their report. They say this will fully, apparently the government is saying that they intend to fully consult stakeholders. In fact, the first in a series of these consultations will take place after the Easter break. Yakubu encouraged all various groups of Nigerians to take advantage of the opportunity to fulfill their civic responsibility, including Nigerians who are 18 years of age and have never registered to vote. Any registered voter who has had any issues during accreditation at various elections, all registered voters who wish to transfer their voting locations from their present one to another, who are no longer or who no longer have valid PVCs or who wish to correct their information are all encouraged to vote. Starting Monday, June 28th, 2021. Welcome to the sunny side. Now, I think I need to share with you the process. Honey, where is it? Which one is that now? All right. So I do encourage you to go to the INEC website, inecnigeria.org, to have the processes thoroughly understood. But I'm going to share for you the process from here. Voter pre-registration. If you have not registered for your voter's card before and would like to do so, fill the form below to pre-register and save a lot of time when you visit the Biometric Data Collection Center. Nigeria, the collection of biometric. Well, yeah, let me say that. I don't know how many biometrics I've done in this country. Driver's license, international passport, bank. Which other one again? NIN. You have it. Okay, don't worry. Let's not stress about that. That could be frustrating if we choose to, you know, get stressed. But yeah, you have to now go for biometric data collection. So the first step, fill pre-registration form on the portal. Then second step, choose an appointment date for your biometric capture. The third step, generate application slip for your pre-registration. The fourth, visit chosen biometric registration center to capture your fingerprint and photo. The fifth is track registration status online. Six, be notified when your PVC is ready. And seven, pick your PVC. Rather straightforward. I do encourage you to visit the website, inecnigeria.org. All right? Okay. Now that we have pretty much familiarized ourselves with what's happening now and would be in motion for another 1 year, let's talk about you and your choice to vote. So first, you must be registered. Registration now. The last time, there was a particular, I think it was, I can't remember, there was an election that happened not too long ago, and young people were actually accused of not participating. For a nation that wants leaders that can take us away from this unprogressive, you know, rather stagnant position where we found ourselves, the people need to participate. I know that you feel, well, who are we voting for? Well, that's more, it is important, but as important as that would be the registration of the one who's required to vote. So let's take it one at a time. For today, we're going to, you know, talk about you choosing to vote. When you consider voting, when you consider you know, your right to vote. And I know that sometimes, you know, whether it's apathy or just you're just frustrated with the government or thoroughly just disappointed with everything that they have done in this nation, yeah, you might not necessarily be very interested in voting. And I want to hear why. If there is, say, a story, there's a tale behind your choice to not register, to be counted, well, let's hear that. Now, it would appear that the process, as intended by INEC, is supposed to be seamless and stress-free. You online register, well, you online pre-register, then you go to a biometric center to get captured, and then you track your registration and then eventually go get your PVC. As far as Nigerian governance goes, are you going to register to have your votes count for something come 2023? That's exactly what we're talking about on The Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Hello? Can you hear me? Well, it's all right. Can I hear you if you can hear me? I'll appreciate it if you called back. Well, yeah. Voting. 2023 is around the corner, but you have to be registered to vote. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Jacob.
Welcome, Jacob. You will be voting, yes or no?
Ah, Joyce. I can't wait to vote.
Beautiful. So you would register. Remember, you're not supposed to pay to be registered.
All right. Joyce, this registration, in fact, I'll be the number one person to go out and queue for it.
Beautiful. I'm glad to hear that.
I will vote. As in, even my girlfriend, if my girlfriend will not vote, I will just...
Break up with her. All right, yes. Nigeria is moving forward.
Anything close to me, anyone that is not going to vote, I will not go close to that person.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Yes, because this softness, I will never experience it again in Jesus' name.
And amen to that.
Thank you, Joyce.
Very much for calling. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Jason Lokwaya, how are you doing?
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon.
Yeah. See, me, I voted before. At least I've voted like 3 times now. So this time around, I'm still going to vote. I want to ask, can I re-register? Because the one I have...
Is it valid?
Yes, the valid one I have. It's almost peeled off. You see, there's a liner on the... And they call it vote card. If you remove the liner... It has gone. My name, everything is no longer on it anymore.
So, well, it wouldn't cost you anything to vote, to register again, don't you think?
No, what I'm saying is, can I do it again instead of,
Has nothing changed? Say your location?
My location has changed.
Well, now you have to re-register again to correct that. Yeah, so you can vote in the area, so you can register the area you want to vote.
Then collect a new one.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You should. Yeah.
I can't wait to vote. I can't wait.
I am to hear that.
No, right now I don't know the person I want to vote for.
It's okay. We're waiting for them to. We don't even know who we're voting for.
We don't know yet. So
but we have to be prepared.
Year.
All right, my brother. Thank you very much. Remember, you visit the INEC website. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. How are you?
Yeah, guys, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I can't wait. You know, I asked my children to go and register. I forgot to tell them yesterday, but this morning when I got to my workplace, I called them. The three of them, they are 8 now to vote. So, Joyce.
Wait. They're 8? You said they're 8 or do you say they're of age?
I said they are 8. They're up to the age to vote now.
18. Beautiful.
Yes, the three of them.
All right.
So I called them this morning. Hey, guys, sorry, I forgot to give you this one. To me, they are opening voters registration.
All right.
Make sure you go and register.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. That day, my three of them, I will go with them. We'll line up and vote our choice.
All right, so remember that they have to go pre-register on the INEC website, print out the form before
they go the online or the... Go to the physical registration center, God, do it.
All right.
Thank you all this morning.
Yes.
I'm so happy with you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. And I would like some feedback once you start registering or you start going through the process. We would like some report on the feedback to hear what's happening on the ground wherever you go to register. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Okay, I have my voter's card. I think it's warming up in my cupboard.
Okay, so it's still very much valid. Nothing has changed?
Nothing has changed.
All right, beautiful then. So you're voting. Thank you very much. We're waiting for that to happen. Welcome to Nigeria Info. If you're not voting, I want to hear why. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, I'll be here. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Yes, good afternoon.
We're glad to have you here. Go ahead.
Hello.
I'm with you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Francis. From
welcome, Francis. Go ahead.
Yeah, Joyce, but the question here is, I'm going to vote, but the question here is, who am I voting for?
Well, you see, we don't have a man yet in sight, but we have to be prepared.
I strongly want to believe they are listening to us. Let them start speaking out now. Those of them that is interested, 2023, they should start speaking up now. They should start reaching out.
What kind of man would you want for president?
Hi, Joyce. I need a man with a strong heart. I need a man that will make the system more system. We have a systemic problem here. It's not an individual issues. I need a system that can bring my action to questioning, that will bring me to accountable.
Oh, you want an accountable man?
Yeah, I need
because only an accountable man can give us an accountable system.
That is the problem we're having here. We have been having people, the leaders, that have not been accountable to the people.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem. Yeah, there are power drunk men out there.
You're so right. Power over drunk.
Yeah, I have my voter's card in fact. I'm going to vote.
We are Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Ogechukwu Azolomjoy.
We're so happy to have you. Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Yes, this is a very sensitive issue for me because I believe that all our complaints without going to vote is nonsense.
Uh-huh.
I am actually going to vote. I have a permanent voter's card.
Nice.
And I wish I had the forum to encourage all Nigerians.
Well, this is the forum. What else are you asking for? This is an opportunity to encourage Nigerians.
I really do encourage it. It's almost like a fight for me because there's no point complaining. There's no point. The only way we can complain is to go out there and select our leader.
What kind of man would you want to be a leader in Nigeria 2023?
Well, must he be a man?
Thank you very much. What kind of woman would you want to be a leader in this country?
Yes, what kind of person do I want to be in Nigerian president?
Okay.
On 2023. And when they say pray, my only prayer is that viable leaders, honest people who are actually honest to make a difference, not just come out and give us a lot of promises. And at the end of the day, we don't even remember the things we promised. People who are interested in the future, because that's my problem with our leaders now. They don't think beyond their noses. They don't think about the future. We are just living for the present. What are we living for our children? People who can
very
ask
good.
This question.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. You are on the sunny side. Welcome. Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, I'll be here on the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Registering to vote. I want to know whether you will be registering to vote. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon, Jai.
Welcome, good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm great, and you?
Fine, thank you. What's your name?
I am Paul calling from Lekki.
All right, sir, go ahead, Paul.
Okay, please, I would really love to have you invite INEC official on your show so that personally, I would have loved to ask some questions.
What question do you want to ask?
Okay, like, for example, somebody had a voter's card and along the line it was stolen or lost.
Mm-hmm.
How do somebody like that retrieve the voter's card back?
Okay, so I want you to visit the website and see whether they answer your question.
Because I actually dropped a message on the Instagram page. Now, up to now, yet to get the response.
Okay, so I want you to visit their website, see whether they can answer that question for you. But for you to vote, you have to get a... Turn off your radio, my friend! Okay, so for you to vote, you have to be registered. You cannot register if you do not have a PVC. So I do advise that you register again. Yes. The person who, if for example, the card was found, whoever finds it cannot register with it because it has your photograph on it, your name on it. And given the the system, the database, well, only you can vote with it. You understand? So I don't know how seriously you take what's coming. I do. I think I'll encourage you to re-register again to vote for 2023. Nigeria Info, hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Welcome. What's your name?
No, it's good afternoon.
Turn off your radio. Tell us your
name.
Yeah,
this is Mr. Fran from Ojoala.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to vote for a kind of man that have a listening ear.
Will you be voting?
Have my sympathy.
Would you be voting?
Yes, I will be voting. I will vote. So, and that kind of person is that the person I want. But now we are, now that you are preparing to vote, now Ambrady is preparing to call for the third term. What? How are we going to do it?
Well, so the people have the power. I don't think the president wants to come for a third term.
Is that what you think?
Well, I want to believe so. Because it's
okay.
Not, yeah, it's not backed by constitution.
Okay, no problem. See you then.
How are you? Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You have to speak closer to your mouth. Please tell us your name. We're glad to have you here.
Yeah, my name is David. I'm calling from Kogi.
Welcome, David. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to get my vote of that.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I voted, I tried voting. I got to the front of the line and my vote of that wasn't working.
Wasn't working?
It wasn't working. I think from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, I got to the front of the line. They told me it wasn't working. I couldn't vote.
Wow.
But this time around, I'm going to go and get a new voter's card, and I'm going to put it in there because this is a serious issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I believe this one will work.
I believe so.
I believe this will work. Nigeria must work. That card must work.
We don't have any other country.
Imagine we don't have a choice either.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello, how are you? This is Nigeria Info. Turn off the volume of your radio set. You want to blow up my eardrums. Hello, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm very well. Okay. I'm from Kogi.
What's your name?
Joy.
Okay, welcome. Go ahead real quick.
I'll be registering. I'm fresh 20.
You're fresh 20?
Yes, fresh 20.
This is the first time you're voting, that's what you mean?
Yes, first time I'm registering.
Beautiful, beautiful. You understand the process, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to sell your vote for 50,000, would you?
I wouldn't. My mom wouldn't be voting. I'm trying to encourage her.
Why isn't your mom voting? And she's heartbroken.
She's disappointed.
Yeah. They stole her joy. We can't lose faith. Please encourage her to vote. Help her register.
I will.
All right. I do appreciate that. And thank you very much, first time a voter who is intending to vote. I do appreciate you calling in. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon. We're glad to have you. What's your name?
My name is Amos.
Welcome, Amos.
Yeah, I'll be registered to vote.
Good. Good.
In fact, I was, because I'm an ELA driver.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday, I was with one Navy activist. I took her on the trip and we're discussing about it. And I told her that on my own, I'm going to start a serious campaign for all my riders to make sure they register to vote.
That is a beautiful thing.
Onward.
Oh, nice.
Even if it will involve me taking them to where they will register, I will take them because Nigeria must work this time. And I told her, I said, I want to see all our what's it called, celebrities coming out to do all these 5,000 giveaways for people who are registered to vote.
Oh, you want them to do what politicians used to do, huh?
No. They should come on their page and say, guys, go and register to vote. I'm giving 5,000 giveaway for you to, if you are able to present your voter's card.
Okay.
You need to encourage people to go and register.
I see that. I see what you're doing.
Is it not, they should come together and organize a show and say the gate fee is your voter's card.
Uh-huh.
We cannot continue to make noise where we are not ready to do anything to change this country.
Look,
that is what I expect from them to do.
You know
I'm
what?
Talking, I'm doing my own bit.
That's an idea.
I want everybody to do their own bit.
That's an idea. Thank you very much for calling. And thanks for sharing that idea. Gate pass voters card. Like, you have absolutely no ideas. Almost sounds like a genius idea. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, darling. Yeah, I want people to know, with particular reference to Christians, that all Christians in Nigeria, they also vote as an evidence that they acknowledge the authority of God.
Are Muslims not Nigerians? I do not buy rice and beans.
Christians now first. That some Christians will say no, they will cheat. They will not. Their vote will not count.
Uh-huh.
But if you obey God, your vote will count. Say obey before complain, because God is the owner of government. And then He instituted government either for or against.
No.
So for them to say they will not vote because it will not count, it's a sin against them. They underrate the authority of God. God is not only.
I don't know that logic is altogether correct.
It's there in the book of Romans chapter 13.
I don't deny that it's written. But I think I disagree with your logic, the way you put out the logic, because God only takes precedence over a situation or say an institution when they allow Him to,
He has authority over all creation. But what I mean is that I'm pleading to the heart of the Christians.
All right, thank you very much. Are you going to register to vote? Are you going to register to vote?
Yeah, I have e-voter card already.
Okay.
All the registration and voting, I've always been there.
Beautiful. And don't give up this time around. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. We're glad to have you. What's your name?
I'm Oza from Ukafa.
Okapa
and Isolo.
Okay.
About that, you're voting. Now you go vote by yourself. Oh.
What do you mean
now
by that?
Now you go. Let them restructure this country or they divide them. They have very, very narrow way to go on now to restructure. If you pass like that, now divide. Vote for yourself.
Yeah, but what do you mean? These callers who never really allow you understand why they stand where they stand. They never really welcome you to their club by an invitation to reason or say to understand the logic of their reasoning. They just call, throw it at you and hang up. I guess that's one way to do it. Well, thank you very much for the effort. The Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
My name is Sunday. James, how are you doing?
I'm good, my friend. We're happy to have you here. I want to know what you think about registering to vote. Are you going to be voting? Are you going to be registering?
Yes, I pray so that I will be registered and I will vote. But there is something that an angle that I want to take this way.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it, my friend.
Because how things is going now in this country now, that if on that voter on voting day, if 5,000 naira is being presented on my present,
turn off your radio, my friend. Thank you. Be civil.
Please, I took my apology.
Sure.
If 5,000 naira or 10,000 naira is presented in my present, I will vote where the 5,000 come from, in the level of how things is going in this country now.
And you see, I don't judge you, but I want to understand why you would do that. Remember, first of all, what is the value of 5,000 naira compared to every suffering that you have suffered? I mean, not even the suffering that life, you know, brought your way. The suffering this country has brought your way. Why would someone give you 5,000 and you give them your vote?
The suffering is not started today now.
So isn't it? I mean, the person who's giving you 5,000, will the person make you? Yeah.
It started since when Nigeria had an independence. It's not now that it started. But
yeah.
If you watch it, start from then, it's increasing.
Okay.
And and if you look it after this 2023, it will still increase.
And hold on. If someone gave you 5,000 naira now, what can you buy with it? 5,000, not $5,000. 5,000 Nigerian naira. What would you buy with it?
5,000. You know, that money can at least now a family man can use it for 3 days now for the level of what is happening.
The guy in politics, the guy who gave you 5,000, how much do you think he's going to make from becoming a politician if he wins? So are you saying that you're going to allow 3 days feeding?
Wait. Let me answer that first question.
All right, hold on. Wait, I think you might need to call me back. I have to go off on a break, and I don't want to slash your thoughts, all right? Please.
Okay, I will try.
Call back. Night to 9.3 Nigeria in for 3 more minutes before touchdown 1 p.m. And before that break, we had a caller who said that given the situation of things, if someone gave him 5,000 on the day of voting, he would cast his vote that would. And I'm thinking, well, why? He was trying to explain it. And just before we condemn him, let's hear his explanation. And maybe through reason, he can see how profitable that singular idea is or how not profitable it is. Telephone lines, we go 0700-993-993-993 and 0146-5-7190 on the sunny side. Hello and good afternoon to you. Sorry we lost you. If you ever make it back, I'll be here. Hello. How are you?
Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
It's been a while. My name is Sam.
Welcome, Sam. It's been a while. We're glad to have you on this very special occasion. So.
Yeah, I appreciate everything you're doing. God bless you.
Bless your heart.
And the previous program we all did.
Yeah.
Call.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. We just have to vote. Like, seriously, we really have to vote. Nigeria inflation 15.9%.
No, unemployment is probably like more than that.
Nah, it's really painful. But what are we voting for? Just like the last two callers that called, we need people to, you know, encourage ginger people, let them make the right choices.
Well, yeah, someone says if you give him 5,000, he's casting his votes to that person who gave 5,000. What do you want to say to him? Do it, don't do it.
It's pathetic. No, it's his choice. But the best thing is, should never do such. He shouldn't even think of it.
He shouldn't think of it.
Even though he's giving 50,000, it doesn't change anything. Exactly. His vote is going to change a lot. And come to think of it, don't you think this fingerprint will be an issue? We have international passport fingerprints. We have other fingerprints. Then why must it be with this? This might make other people not be able to register.
Why? People who don't have fingers? No, now, what do you mean makes people not register?
What about people who don't have fingers?
How many people don't have fingers? Well, let everybody with fingers go and finger, thumbprint.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Or let them use any other means.
Well, let me tell you why it's necessary. First of all, you know what the fingerprint is? It's a means of identification. Nobody else has that print except
Absolutely.
You. So
what
I think
your
it's...
phone number?
I mean, hey, but you see, your phone number is attached to a fingerprint. And that's a near perfect way to identify a person.
I guess maybe I'm misconstruing me. Let me explain.
Oh, okay. You have
30 seconds.
Yeah, actually, you don't even have 30 seconds. You know what? If you can call back, we'll want to hear your argument. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 1 p.m. On the sunny side, my name is Joyce, and we will be back. Ninety-nine point three Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome if you have just tuned in. Yeah, this is Nigeria Info. All right, so I just told you about registration to vote opens today. I'm so glad that you're listening to radio, first of all. And I want to know what your motives would be as far as this particular exercise goes to register to vote. Some of you are not interested in voting. I want to know why you're not interested. Because, well, if you're not interested, chances are that you will not even register to vote. If there's a reason for that, well, let's hear it. Well, and some others of you would like to vote. I want to hear your motivations as well. And I wanted to encourage other people, if you believe this is a situation that might help determine the future of Nigeria come 2023 on the sunny side. Welcome 0700-993-993-993 and 0146-5-7190. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Joyce, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you very much. What's your name?
My name is Mboso.
Great to have you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll be registering.
And voting.
And I will vote.
Great.
It doesn't matter how many times I've got it wrong. I will keep on trying until I get it right, until Nigeria gets it right.
Until Nigeria gets it right.
Whatever has happened in the past is is a lesson. As a matter of fact, we've learned in so many ways who not to vote for.
Okay.
So it wasn't a mistake. We only learned several ways on who not to vote for.
Thank you. So who would you say we need to vote for come, you know, the future, 2023?
First and foremost, we need to wish that the two very strong parties, the two parties that are more likely going to produce the leaders, do not present to us the options they've been presenting all along.
Okay.
They always give us the two options of between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Yeah.
At that point in time, you are not really choosing. You are choosing from two evils, more or less.
Yeah.
That has always been the case. So first and foremost, we need to wish that when the options are being presented to us that we have to choose, it should be a choice that makes sense. It shouldn't be that between the two bad options, which one is the better of the bad options?
Okay.
Which one is less evil?
Is it possible for Nigerians to choose a neutral guy? A neutral guy? A guy who's not, you know, with one of the very famous political parties? Would Nigerians consider that?
Do you know why that would be extremely difficult?
Why?
Because in Nigeria, because of poverty and the level of poor level of education, see, these guys are still going to capitalize on that thing. Remember, a guy just called and said if they give him 5,000, he's going to vote for that guy.
Yeah.
You have several of them like that. And for now, it's really going to be extremely difficult. So what one can do now to get the right guy now is be the right guy, but match whatever the bad guys are doing in terms of if it is 5,000 naira, still give the 5,000 naira for now and get there. Let, you know, the mentality change first. Then we can do away with all this.
But, you know, what if the good guy doesn't have 5,000 naira?
Then it's going to be difficult. That is actually what has been happening in this country.
Why is your radio not turned off? Why?
No. My radio is actually off, completely off.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's going to be extremely difficult for now, like I said, because of poverty and the level of education.
But can we allow poverty? Can we say poverty is a good enough excuse to, you know, can we say we're going to allow poverty to send us down this kind of reality another 4 years?
No. We are not allowing it. We are just being strategic to have observed exactly what is going on.
All right.
So
okay.
We don't just get remain good guys, and we are not very strategic. Because even if you're a good guy and you are not strategic, your good guy will not take you anywhere.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, for me, the right guy will be the guy that tell us what you simulated, like Nigeria. Outside government, like somebody like Tony Enumezu, for example, tell us what you have done, how you have been able to do something with nothing. Not some guy that came out from nowhere and made promises that one cannot substantiate it anywhere in the person's previous life.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, this is a very interesting conversation, given the fact that it would appear that some factors might impede this process. Well, let's hear your argument. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello?
So, yeah. Hello. Sorry, your voice was a little too low. Hopefully you call back. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. Let me remain anonymous.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Go ahead.
Yes, I've been voting since 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that our vote is not counting.
How do you know your vote doesn't count?
Very good. In the 2015 election, did you remember in Kano State, the whole vote they casted in Kano State, there was no invalid vote. Even underage voters were allowed to vote.
Okay.
In Lagos, here, some certain politicians went as far as Okota. They burned the votes in which people had cast already. Who did they arrest?
Yeah, but are you suggesting now that you will not vote because of that?
I will vote, but definitely the truth is that I don't think our vote is counting.
But you see, I don't want you to think your vote doesn't count just because, you know, a few, you know, miscreants are sent to disrupt.
Okay. Let me give you another example. Do you know why the menace of Agbo and Touting is Lagos? They cannot stop it.
Well, first of all, there's unemployment. Let's begin from there.
No, because the so-called politicians are using them during the election as a thugs.
Yeah. But even thug now is... Are the thugs not suffering? Are they not hungry? Are their children are their children not, you know, uneducated? Do they not see these men who, you know, who are the big men in society, who drive past their streets to their big houses, fenced over?
Okay.
At what point do they decide that they need to help their children get a future? Otherwise, their children will end up in the streets. Like, these things, you know, speak for themselves. If you say, well, you know, you are a tout and then you're going to disrupt society or the civility of a process, and you say, well, you're going to take 20,000 or 50,000 from a politician, well, that 50,000 can only take you 1 month. Then what happens to your wife and kids at home? The Agbero who is disrupting politics or the system of election, doesn't he want his child to go to a private school? Why is his child not in a private school? Well, the system does not afford him that. And I hope he has suffered enough to know that he deserves better. And 50,000 from a politician doesn't fix that.
Hello. From the day one of this regime or this government, I know they are not going to offer Nigerians anything.
I want you to be optimistic.
Allow me, I can mention name. They are the one that brought Buhari.
Yeah, but are you going to change the system or do you want to stay in 2015?
No. We're going to change the system, but definitely, the way Nigeria is going, we are not making progress.
Yeah, but maybe progress starts from your heart and your commitment.
This is a country where citizens don't even know how much their senator has or left members is earning in a month. They are the one fixing their salary. Okay, in Lagos State, this immediate past primary local government council, you tell a councilor to go and bring $500,000 to pick form as a councilorship. Do you get my point?
I do.
And then they have scared away those people who are supposed to represent people. You people that are media, you people that are, what you people are going to canvass in front of is independent candidates. We need independent candidates at all.
Would you vote for someone who is not of a popular, who is not of the popular political party?
Of course.
Good.
That's independent candidates.
Good.
That is what we want.
Okay, good then. So now we're having this conversation.
This is PDP, APC.
Good. And the choice is yours to make. But you have to be sure that you're going to make that with all the courage and confidence that you have and all the faith that this person is capable of delivering to us a good Nigeria.
We want independent candidates.
When you see a political party of a guy who is in PNPC, I hope you vote for him.
Of course.
All right, then. Thank you very much for calling. Because I think maybe we need to open up that conversation. And rather than say, well, it doesn't quite appear that we're moving forward, we need to find out what role we can play to bring about a change. If the guy who is in the popular party knows that, well, the people have changed their minds, automatically the game changes. Nigeria Info.
Hello,
lady. Good afternoon.
Hello, Grace. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Very much.
Nenna.
Welcome, Nenna. Go ahead.
Okay. I think what we should be fighting for, like we've been saying, is let there be electronic voting.
Mm-hmm.
Once there's electronic voting, you find out that those Aboros and like the other caller say, somebody actually, a representative actually said that they cannot stop the Aboros because they are the people they use for election.
Mm-hmm.
Openly, just like that. So once we have electronic voting and those people become useless to them, and they don't even understand that when you allow somebody, one man, to be collecting money that is supposed to be a revenue for the state or for the local government, you're depriving other people of the same money. So once we have electronic voting, and most likely, probably whenever, those individual candidates that don't even have any, then we can probably vote people out.
All right.
Yeah, and then vote the right people. You find out that these political parties know people they can sell, and they must present them. But mm-hmm. once they know that they can use anybody and use anyhow, and then the good people will be inside avoiding trouble and, you know, saving their head, then they will just do whatever they want.
So what are you That's saying then?
I'm saying that we should insist on electronic voting.
Beautiful.
And people should come out to vote.
All right.
On election days, I go around to call people out to come and vote.
All right.
We must, and when you see like your quarter incidents, nothing happened. People's faces were caught on camera. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
It's discouraging. It's discouraging. We must say it. And that's what they want.
Yeah.
We must insist on electronic voting. We can do it. Election can go on for 1 week. We go in and you vote and you go to your business. Once we do that, we will know the criminals around us, because that's when we know that you can ID yourself as a true Nigerian.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you?
Fine. Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon. Your line is so not clear. What's your name? Can you speak up for us?
I'm calling
Chukwudi. Chukwudi, thank you very much. Yes. Registering to vote. Would you register to vote?
I'm voting to vote. Because you see, my brother can feel everywhere in my house in sports. But I want to tell you what is happening now.
The line is so clear. Yeah.
At that moment, they have started rigging election. Without us knowing, ourselves knowing.
How is that?
They are still rigging election.
How?
Okay, like recently now, the president wanted to put somebody on the chair. He's a switch to go there and give you a commissioner of INEC. Something he's going to play his bid.
Okay.
Again, look at this INEC chairman. As far as the president appoints INEC chairman, national INEC chairman, there's no any of appointing instead of through one man president by fiat. There's no how the person will not do the business of president.
So
there's no how that person will not do the business, especially the political party comes from. It's discouraging. Let me tell you, Joyce, when they are talking about this voter card last before you started voting. We Southerners most of us who are Southerners don't have voter card. But some people from North, those who are rural cadre, full everywhere, they don't have voter card. How they got it, nobody knows. Understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody told you now what do you call it? Somebody told you that in North, I saw the line of Northern people. I saw the line of Northern people that time. Some small people of 12 years, 13 years, all of them voted. You could imagine that when they were doing campaign, they never mentioned about this.
I lost you. Well, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello, and good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name? Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. Turn off the volume of your radio set. We're glad to have you here. If you tell us your name, we can go ahead.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to do. Okay, so I think our biggest problem in Nigeria is excuses. You know, we sit down and give ourselves excuses why things will not work. I believe in doing my bit first. And my bit in this case is to go out and vote. Make sure I'm registered and I vote.
Okay.
You know, let's leave. They won't count my vote. They won't do this. You know, things are getting better. There are improvements in the election processes. Gone are the days when we say our votes don't count. Let me first of all be ready to vote.
Yeah.
So that I get to that point where I need to vote, and I'm seeing that my votes are counting, and I'm not ready to vote. The important thing at this point is register and make sure you're ready to vote, because you can sit down and complain till thy kingdom come. Nothing happens until we decide to do something ourselves.
Sounds like
and
something.
And I see a lot of apathy in our youth. A lot. People just sit down and tell you, why are you bothering yourself? Does your vote count? How do we make changes in this country?
How do we make changes? That's the very question that we're asking. Well, thank you very much that you're choosing to go to be registered in order to vote come 2023. I do appreciate you calling in. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. We're happy to have you.
Hello, Justice. How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much.
Please,
what's your name? Okay, go ahead.
Yes. You see this matter, this voting matter. Let me tell you why I said our vote does not count. Eh? Hello?
We're with you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Because I remember when I was in Adegunle, when I was in Adegunle, they say vote. Vote. That was 1990 something. They say vote. Although I did not vote, though, because me, I just entered the team that time. Okay. See, people did not come outside to vote very well. At the end, what they said 7,000 people came out to vote in only our street. Is that fair?
So what's your point? You're not going to vote anymore?
My point is that if they can lie that kind of big lie, that means in only councilor, no, oh, this is councilor, they say 7,000 people vote in one street.
What are you going to do about that? Are you choosing instead to just ignore the possibility that you have the opportunity to change something?
Okay, let me tell you something again. You talk about change. You say change is constant. Our own Nigeria doesn't want change to be constant. They want to be doing their own things on their own.
So, are you saying you're not going to do anything? I want to know what you're going to do. What you're going to do?
Just, I cannot tell you lies. See, I'm not going to go around the bush. I cannot tell you that.
But you haven't said it, and I want to hear it. Could you hit it? What is it?
Yes, I will not vote.
Thank you.
You know why I will not vote? Because our vote does not count.
All right, then. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Sarah, I lost you. Well, someone is not going to vote because she believes that what happened in 1993 has made an impression on her ability to make tomorrow worth her contribution, and she has chosen to instead allow it be taken by whoever chooses to take it. Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
John from Ibadulake.
All right, John. Are you going to register to vote?
Just what? In fact, with the election take place tomorrow.
What's your point?
My point is that if it's going to be this a voter's card, if it's going to be used for referendum, for me to decide which part of the country that I belong, I will vote. But if not, just leave it.
Right.
Because my people used to say something, that whoever did not know where the rain begins to beat him, we definitely not know where the rain is going to stop. It's like the people here, I'm hearing them calling, they don't know where the rain has started beating them. And so the way I'm looking at them, they don't know where it's going to stop.
Does doing nothing help the situation? Let's even see. Let me even understand your logic. Doing nothing.
Yeah, my logic is that we talk about electoral reform, nobody is doing anything about it. And there is simplest system of voting that will make people not to rig any election. Nigeria said they are not going to go through that system. That is open ballot system. Go to open ballot system. Then everything will be clear. It will be clear. Even the blind can see it. But they don't want to do that. And they are telling me to come and go and vote. I will not vote. I will only vote for referendum for me to decide where.
What does that say about your future?
My future? My future is not here now, Joyce.
Okay.
My future will be in the land of Biafra.
Okay.
That is where my future is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. You must certainly be entertained with the varying opinions that pretty much are compelling people to or not to register to vote come 2023. We're going to go off on a break. When we come back, I think we might need to segue into another conversation. We're hoping to take this down to 1:30. Don't go anywhere. We're Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info, 29 minutes past 1 p.m. Well, I think it's very interesting to really hear the opinions of people who have called in regarding registration to vote. And I think why this is equally interesting for me is that I am able to feel the pulse of the people, those who are interested to register, those who are not, those who have a reason, and those who pretty much are just who have drowned. I think apathy has drowned them. And yeah, there is some justification to some degree, I must admit, why a person would feel too tired or feel, well, faith is lost because if you register, your vote doesn't count. And then Piniel in the studio mentioned something to me, and I think she should repeat it in your hearing. You know, Piniel, what was it you were telling me?
I said people that say their votes don't count, have they ever thought about the fact that if your vote really does not count, they would want to pay you to vote for another person? So technically, they are paying you to get that vote, hence it counts.
You know, thank you very much for, you know, reminding me or reminding us about that. My mother told me that the last election, on, you know, she was going to vote, and someone said to her, well, if you vote for this person, I will give you 1,000 naira. So I think the guy was at the polling unit just sharing 1K for anybody who just comes to vote. And then when I went to visit her, she was telling me, oh, by the way, someone was offering me 1,000 naira. And I'm like, why are you being funny? She's like, well, he thought I needed it then. Maybe he just thought, well, anybody who's coming here, they might just want to take it. And she said, oh, I should have even done a video for you. and then I realized, oh, wow, even my mother's been offered money. I've never been offered money. Yeah. Yeah. I've never been offered money. And I think you don't know what I'm going to do if I'm offered money. Yeah. Sign of the cross. All right. So I think I saw a banner. I think it was in Delta State. And the banner read, vote this person and you get Akara.
I saw that banner.
You know, like you said, if you vote this person, they'll give you Akara. My friend, I want you to understand that you have power. And you're not acting like a person who has power. So the person who's looking at you, who knows that you have power, but then is also capitalizing on the fact that you don't know that you have power. So basically he's thinking, well, he wins even before the fight starts. I think I want to remind you that you do. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your power, but I want you to know that you have power. And I also want you to know that you choose what to do with that power. Now, you say that's the way you use power. I was reading the second law of thermodynamics over the weekend, and it says, well, energy cannot be destroyed, but you can transfer energy. You can remove energy, you know, from something and put it somewhere else. So the people of this country, your force collectively is energy, and you can withdraw energy from complaining, for example, and put it into something else, like trying to determine this country and letting the people, the few guys in office, know that the power is yours. Well, yeah, they might try to push you back a little bit, but you have absolutely no idea the power in numbers, the power in fact, if you ask me, the only thing I think is not working very well amongst Nigerians is the lack of uniformity in your ideology as far as Nigeria goes. The moment you and I can agree, regardless of where you are from, Hausa, I'm Igbo, you're Yoruba, I'm Igbo, you are Calabar, you're Be- well, the moment we can agree that you see this Nigeria, this is what we want. Finish. Finish. When I say finish, I don't mean finish as to suggest that our work's done. But all of a sudden, all the components that make us a force comes together. And together the people can say one thing and demand it. And the opposition knows, well, if we don't give them that, well, there's no moving forward. And that's really what I think the biggest problem is. And then we have a few weak links amongst us, those who feel, well, if someone gives me 5,000, I'm going to take it. And then he suggests, well, 5,000 can feed me in 3 days. You have to understand a political term is 4 years. And someone gives you 5,000 for 3 days. Your math has to be bad for you to not understand what that means. Like, you must really be, it must be near neurotic. You must have like a neurological disability for you to not see how that is total injustice to you. If that's not even disrespect to you. But I mean, you're just thinking of, and I get it. But you see, you have to determine whether there's something, whether this life you're living is even a good enough life. Otherwise, maybe you should even fight for something better. Ask for something, demand for something better. You ask, they don't mind you, then you demand for it. But the people must come together. But if we choose instead to put all our energy into complaining and none into action, then the outcome is anybody's guess. And the guess can be, well, the other guys on the other side of the divide just think, well, these people are not, they are just dummies. They don't know anything. Yeah. And then they come to you, a dummy that you are, and then they give you 5,000. And then you feed for 3 days and suffer for 4 years. And you know what's not going to happen? Well, you're not going to have a say if that person chooses to run for a second term. So you know what? The math even changes. So it's now they've taken 8 years of your life and only giving you 5,000 naira. All right. Where are we? I think a musical break. Telephone lines or music break? Music break. I think I need you to think about it. This conversation is certainly going to make a comeback because registering to vote is going to be an ongoing process. Now that we have discussed it, many of you are now aware. I'm hoping that you get in on the process and start to register to vote. For those of you who would like to, and those of you who are reluctant, you might change your mind tomorrow. Whatever happens, I'll be waiting for the feedback, you know. But we would discuss the development as it goes. Your experiences on the ground when you go to capture, how you're being treated, all of that. If you get videos, please send it to Nigeria Info. We want to look at those and talk about them. We want to make this process as seamless for you as possible, share information with you, which we believe is necessary to make this a seamless situation for you. And then come 2023, I hope we're ready for the outcome. And the outcome can be anything. Off on a break. When we come back, there's something else on our plate. A 21-year-old girl accused of killing a 50-year-old Nigerian man. Are Nigerian parents complicit in the morality of their children? On the sunny side. My name is Joyce. It's a beautiful Monday where we go radioactive. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Activate. We are radioactive on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.